My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to do a recommendation swap. If you have friends with similar interests or tastes, exchange recommendations so you can point each other to things you'll enjoy and have a fun time sharing the experience of that enjoyment. I have long been fascinated by holiday cookie swaps. The basic idea is to invite, let's say, 6 people to your house. Each of you shows up with 5 dozen of your favorite type of holiday cookies. You exchange the cookies and all go home with a dozen of each of the other 5 people's baked offerings. It's a lot less effort to bake one kind of cookie versus 6. And in addition to enjoying a party, you get to try a variety of sweet treats that you might never have baked yourself. A recommendation swap would work in the same way. Figure out a genre of thing that you all are all interested in. Get together, bring a list of your favorites, and share details. You all go home enlightened and with more stuff to try. This concept could work for all sorts of things. Maybe you host a recipe swap. Each of you brings copies of your favorite recipes for weeknight dinners. You already know all about grilled cheese, but maybe there's a way of preparing chicken breasts that you haven't thought of yet. Now you've got a ticket out of your Wednesday night rut. Or perhaps on your email or text chain with a circle of friends, you all decide to recommend podcasts. No doubt there's at least 1 or 2 in your feed that your friends haven't tried, and they may have found some winners that you would enjoy too. You could recommend Netflix series or favorite romantic comedies. The Patreon group for my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds, recently had a virtual gathering devoted to summer reading. We all exchanged book recommendations. And as a result, plenty of folks have a lot of new stuff in the queue on their library holds list. Now, of course, some of this happens naturally. I am always asking people to tell their friends about my books and podcasts. Word of mouth is one of the most persuasive forms of marketing. I know when I love a book or a destination or a podcast, I want to tell people about it because I want them to experience what I have experienced. But I think that formalizing it boosts the benefits. For starters, people can think about the question more systematically and prepare. Just as you don't randomly show up at someone's house with 60 cookies, you probably aren't walking around with a ranked list of your 6 favorite podcasts or your 5 favorite historical fiction novels. When you know that you will be exchanging recommendations, you will think beyond what you just experienced. And second, when you formalize the swap, you vastly increase the chances that people will be in the mood to try out the recommendations. I mean, why participate in a podcast recommendation swap if you don't plan to try out a new podcast? And that means that your friends will be experiencing some of the same things that you have, so you can talk about the shared experience afterwards. As in, Thanks so much for recommending that new historical novel, Joan, about Joan of Arc by Catherine Chen. I loved it. What did you think about the section about her childhood? Or, my family loved the chicken chili. It's on the make again list. Thanks for the recommendation. If I wanted to make it even spicier for the next time my brother visits, what would you suggest I do? If you try doing a recommendation swap with friends, I'd love to hear about it. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.